Diary, The Color Line. July 29, 1903. Typed. While attending the General Conference in Battle Creek, I was one morning aroused at a very early hour. During the night, representations had been made to me and instruction given to me. I was in a meeting where the southern field was being considered. Plans for the work in this field were being outlined. I was instructed that none of these plans was correct. The matter of the color line was being considered, and one of authority said decidedly, "Your plans are not correct. They do not bear the signature of God. You need not talk about the color line. The Lord has not made any such line, and he has no special lines for his people to define. Such definitions will do harm wherever they are made. Extreme ground will be taken, and unhappy results will surely be seen. When the Spirit of God comes in and souls are worked by the Spirit, matters will be adjusted as the case demands. If the colored people prefer to meet by themselves for worship, if they think that thus they would have more liberty and freedom, let them do so. If they desire to assemble with their brethren and sisters, be they few or many, who shall forbid them? There are those who feel clear in regard to the matter, and who think it would be best for white people and colored people to assemble together for worship. But colored ministers should not be placed in charge of white churches. They have work to do among their own people. The colored people are to be allowed to enjoy the benefit of the conferences that are held. Let a certain part of the building be set aside for their use. A resolution saying that the colored should not be allowed to assemble with the white people should never be passed. Difficulties will confront us, whatever course may be pursued. How long will prejudice be permitted to live in human hearts? Little has been done to fulfill the commission given by Christ to his disciples. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 19, 20.